For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Good Monday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny live on 106.7 The Fan, your flagship home for Capitals hockey, where we are getting ready for game one of the Caps and the Canadiens. They are playing tonight just a few blocks from where we're sitting over at Capital One Arena to kick off the Stanley Cup playoffs in the nation's capital. Something of a spring rite of passage.
Indeed, sir.
Around these parts as the Caps are in the playoffs for the 10th time in 11 years. We're doing the show live today and ahead of Game 2 on Wednesday, and hopefully for every weekday home Caps game on what might and ideally will be a lengthy run in the playoffs from City Tap House in Penton Quarter. We're only just a couple of blocks away, as I mentioned, from Capital One Arena. We're on 9th Street, so if you're going to the game, this is your pregame spot. Come on down, get drinks, get food, hang out with us. And I got to tell you, Danny, we're going to be very popular people in this building today. You want to know why?
Yes.
On site, we are going to be raffling off tickets to tonight's game. So if you guys get down to the venue, come on over to where we're set up. You can fill out a sheet for our raffle. And at 5 p.m., 2 hours ahead of puck drop, we're going to draw a name to be giving away a pair of tickets to the Caps game tonight. Game one with Montreal. We're going to give those away on site. For those of you that are in the building, you got to be here to win as we go today. But on top of that, for those of you listening all over the DMV, we're giving away tickets at 20 minutes after the hour every hour. 5:20, 4:20, 3:20. And coming up in about 17 minutes at 2:20 for the first time, we're going to be giving away tickets to Game 2 Wednesday night of the Caps and the Canadiens at Capital One Arena. So if you want tickets, we're your home today.
Just want to be very clear. We are desperate for you to go to the Capitals game. Or games, quite frankly, because we're giving away Game 2 tickets. We're giving away Game 1 tickets for tonight. We're basically holding out our hands, begging you, please, please win these tickets. Please go to the Capitals postseason games. Please go have fun when they whoop up on Montreal. Please, we're trying to give them to you. Please let us.
This is one of those weeks in D.C. sports that you dream about. You've got the Caps in the playoffs at home Monday and Wednesday. Series then shift. Draft at the end of the week with the Commanders picking 29th. Because for the first time in a long time, they were good at football.
They were good.
Yeah. They're allowed to be good at football. Mm-hmm, who knew? Mm-hmm. They're picking at the end of the first round. That is Thursday night, and then on to Friday, they pick in round two. You've got the Nationals back home for a homestand, and some intrigue on that homestand. They host the Orioles Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. James Wood bobbleheads on Tuesday and Wednesday to be given out. He's the face of the franchise. So that should be a fun atmosphere. And then on Friday, wraparound series, they've got the Mets coming to town, which means old friend, World Series champion and hero Juan Soto returns wearing a Mets uniform for the first time. All of that, not even to speak to the NBA playoffs and everything going on nationally in sports this week. You can't beat it with a stick, bro. I'm fired up.
Yeah, this is one of them good sports weeks, right? In the wake of the NCAA tournament, kind of that, you know, that frenzy that is those 2 weeks of, you know, going from 68 all the way down to an eventual champion. You take a breath, and now you're kind of, as you said, in the thick of it. NFL draft, the probably the biggest beat of the NFL offseason has come up. There's been so much lead up to it. How do you improve the football team? People are anxious for that. Oh, and by the way, meaningful sporting events, as you're talking about with the Capitals entering the postseason, you know, trying to get out of the first round for the first time since they won the Stanley Cup back in 2018. It's one of them good weeks, man.
The NFL draft I mentioned on Thursday with round one, it is starting to look more and more. Everything I saw all weekend with like mocks and just the insiders with information, it's starting to feel like they're going to have a hard time getting one of those edges that they want at 29. Which is unfortunate if it plays out that way, because then if you can't trade back, you might have to go pivot and take another position. And you can still do really well taking a corner, running back, wide receiver. But I don't know if you were seeing and reading some of the same things I were and was this weekend, but it just seems like the edge party that we all want to throw, where you just get a guy that might have seven, eight, nine sacks.
People are otherwise committed,
I think a lot of those guys are going to be gone and off the board.
I do too. Now, Grant, this is silly season. This is disinformation season. Who knows who benefits? Who knows who's saying what? What agent is saying something? What team is hoping that somebody you know, maybe falls a spot or two? So it's always hard to take these kinds of things seriously. But that's kind of the latest trend line, is that maybe seven defensive ends go in the first round, maybe even more if people start to fall in love with some guys that have that late first, early second grade. Because it fits the narrative, right? People are talking about this. Guys that do this for a living that cover year over year. It's not just about who's the best in this draft. It's where would this guy compare year over year? I think it's always instructive to have those kinds of conversations. So he may be a first rounder this year, but so what? Who cares? He would have been a second or third rounder this year. I'm not going to go nuts over it. Maybe somebody, though, has a higher viewpoint of one of these a defensive ends, maybe with some baggage or maybe with a lower profile in terms of athletic scores and different things like that. But it seems now that's the trend line, is that you're going to see a lot of defensive ends off the board before Washington picks.
As far as the Nats coming back home, starting with that Orioles series that's always very popular among our listeners, the regional rivalry tomorrow, I would say the plot thickened a little bit. Did you see the Birds gave up 24 runs yesterday?
They did, yeah. I thought it was rude.
Why did they allow for the field goal to be kicked?
Because you're already up by 20, by 19 points there.
By the Bengals. And also, was Evan McPherson back or not? I'm just not sure, because he was hurt earlier this year. 24 runs, so they're going to be salty coming into that game. But that is sneaky, just one of my favorite events of the summer. It's happening earlier this year than it normally does. But when all the fans come down from Baltimore, and it's mostly just a fun rivalry, because it's families. It's boyfriends and girlfriends,
people,
you know?
Yeah, next-door neighbors, guys across the street, you know?
Some people have crossed the picket line and others haven't, and that's a good time. And plus you add in the James Wood oversized bobblehead, which I'm interested in this. They're doing a two-day bobblehead giveaway. So it's the same bobblehead on Tuesday and Wednesday. I think they do 10,000 day one, 10,000 day two.
Okay.
Normally, you would just have a bobblehead day, and you'd give away 20,000 bobbleheads.
Die.
But my guess is they are just trying to get more people to come to those two games if you spread it out over 2 days. And if that's true, that's genius.
I think that's very smart.
Like, and whoever came up with that, give them some of the delicious crispy wings from here at City Tap House. 10 spice wings, by the way.
10.
All they are tremendous.
They are really good.
They deserve a lifetime of those 10 spice wings.
Yeah, whoever this is what you should be doing.
Eating
these
wings.
Are the kinds of, well, of course, that's what I'm talking. What are you talking about?
I thought that's what you meant.
Yeah, I just mean eating the 10 spice wings. I had that for lunch just now. Like, I was right over here. I'm pointing. You can't see where I'm pointing because it's radio. But I was 4.5 feet from where I'm standing now. I sat right there, and I ate them. I also ate the carrots and celery because the dip was so good. Anyway, the point of the dude's story is those are the kinds of promotions that should be happening. I'm all in favor of that. You know, you see the fervor over some of these bobbleheads, these collector's items and things like that. Well, why are we doing 20,000 for one? Why not just do 12,000 two times over, or whatever the order number is? I'm all about that, and I like it.
Getting to the A topic, though, and the big story in DC sports.
The 10 spice wings.
This busy week, it is the 10 spice wings. No, the Washington Capitals, your first chance to win those tickets to the Caps and the Habs 10 minutes from now at 2:20 today, right here on Grant and Danny. But I wanted to take our first peek at this series. We're going to talk to Tarik El-Bashir coming up in about 50 minutes at 3 o'clock. Covers the Caps for Monumental. In fact, Smokin' Al Koken's going to be joining us on site at City Tap House. He's going to be coming out here to hang with us at 5:20 or so today, a little bit after the party really peaks, when we give away those tickets to go to Game 1 tonight to someone who's going to be with us. So if you're at City Tap House, make sure you fill out a opportunity to win the raffle. But I want to look at what you feel really good about going into this series, Caps Canadians and what you feel bad about. I'll start, Danny. You know that the narrative right now is that the Caps played terribly down the stretch. And I've made it very clear I don't really care that much about that because I'm not sure that I believe in momentum going into a postseason in hockey. But part of the reason they have played badly down the stretch, or less good, I guess, would be a better way to put it, is that they haven't been healthy. And that is, if we're going to start with a thing we don't like, the thing I don't like is Alexi Protas is not playing in this game tonight. He is their best even-strength skater. He should be on the top line with Ovechkin and Strome. Without him, you bump up Anthony Beauvillier, who's mostly been in the bottom six. And it's just a very different-looking line with a smaller, faster player with Strome and Ovechkin, not a big, physical, heavy guy that creates traffic in front of the net and is basically a parking cone who can't be moved in the crease. And I think about this from the perspective of if you don't have Protas, maybe you get by. You got to be healthy otherwise. They're not going to have Marty Ferravari tonight. I don't think they're going to have Marty Ferravari in this series. That's an injury nobody's talking about. It's kind of gone under the radar because everyone's been focused on the goaltender,
Protas and Thompson,
Logan Thompson, and what Protas is going to do. But Ferravari might be the most hurt of the three of them. We saw Thompson did leave the ice first. Maybe he's going to play tonight. I think it's 50-50. There's a chance you're going with Lindgren, your backup goalie, a top line without its best even strength skater, and one of your top four defensemen not playing. Doesn't mean they can't beat Montreal. I still think over a seven-game series, it's going to go deeper than I want it to probably, but you can still make up for those injuries with your depth and get the better of a young, inexperienced team in the playoffs that was picking at the top of the draft the last couple of years that had a renaissance season. I just think it's going to be a lot more difficult than it should have been. And so first thing I don't like is this healthy team all year at the very wrong time is no longer that healthy.
Here's something that I like. Last year happened. That nasty taste in their mouth, that battery acid in their mouth, after missing the playoffs the season before, having to do everything possible just to make it, a la what Montreal, frankly, had to do down the stretch, and you were summarily cast aside by the New York Rangers, the number one overall seed. You're the Rangers this year, by the way. You got bullied. You got smacked around. That was so cute. Congrats on making the postseason. It's now grown-up time. Why don't you go sit in the corner and color? They got throttled. They got destroyed. Didn't win a game and were summarily dismissed. For a lot of the guys, a lot of carryover there, I think they know that feeling. Now, some of the vets that were here back in 2018, the Ovechkins of the world, they already know what it takes, and that's kind of not the mystery. But the core of this team that got missed the playoffs one year, smacked out last year, there's some acid in their mouth from that. There's some bad taste. They understand what it takes, understand a way to take a young, inexperienced team, one of the youngest teams, if not the youngest team, ever to make the postseason. Talk about this Canadiens group, average age barely even 25 years old or not even. Smack them around from the first whistle, from first puck drop. You bully them a little bit, maybe they will.
Thing I like, I think the Caps' second line, which might be their best line going into this series on paper, the Pierre-Luc Dubois trio with Connor McMichael and Tom Wilson. It was excellent early in the year. It's a tremendous two-way line. This is a really good defensive trio. McMichael with his speed and ability to get sticks in lanes. Luc Dubois with his physicality and the ability to skate. Same with Tom Wilson, one of the great power forwards. But
first of all, he would be an incredible Power Ranger.
He would be.
You wouldn't want him as the Red Ranger?
I would want him as any Ranger, honestly. One of the great power forwards in the sport, though. I think that line's going to match up with the top line that Montreal throws at you, and that's the Cole Caulfield-Nick Suzuki line. Their number one line, with Caulfield, who can fly, and Suzuki, who is their leader in points, who's a star, he beat the Caps with an overtime goal, the only time this season in three games that the Canadiens beat Washington. I think that second line, defensively matching up with Caulfield and Suzuki, with their size, can give them fits. Now, Caulfield and Suzuki are going to get theirs offensively. I do believe that. But I also think they're a little bit susceptible with how heavy Washington's line is going to be defensively. So I like that group. Something I feel really good about going into the series is that Luc Dubois, Wilson, flipped the switch here with McMichael, and they help carry this team.
So I started with something I like. Here's what I don't like. Since the Four Nations, this group is 15-12. Every good number has gone down. Every bad number has gone up. Goals against, the way they've shot, the way they've scored. They have not simply played near as well. There are reasons for that. That's obvious. That's clear. Some of it's injury. Some of it, they've pretty much had this thing sewn up since the All-Star break. They are better than everybody else. They were on cruise control. Whatever the reason is, I think the answer is yes. I have not seen them play extended stretches of Capitals hockey for more than a period of time here or there when they're punching the mouth down a couple of goals. Then they come out on fire and then they relinquish it. I think it's really, really, really hard to get it back. Whatever it is in sports, I think it's really hard to get back. And the fact that I have not seen them play nearly as well, really since the end of February, has me a little bit concerned, regardless of who the opponent happens to be in the first round.
Yeah, to give some numbers to your point there, since the Four Nations tournament that you referenced, if you look at these two teams, Montreal, the 8 seed, actually has the better record.
Yeah, Caps are 15-12, I think.
Yeah, so Montreal's 15-5-6, and the Capitals are 15-11-1. They've got points in 16 of their 27, but Montreal points in 21 of their 26. The other area, if you look at something I don't like as much, I think going to Montreal is going to be really, really tough. Even though you're the better team when you play the Canadiens as the 1 against the 8, that's a really hard building.
Yeah, you know that barn's going to gonna be nuts.
They are 10-0-2 there in their last 12 as they've barreled down the stretch trying to make the playoffs. The Bell Center is loud. It's just an ominous place. Weird things happen. I don't love that part of this matchup, but it makes it all the more important to get off to a really fast start. The reason that you worked your butt off all season was to get home ice advantage. So you have the game one and game two edges at home with last change. And in hockey, more than in other sports, being at home should matter. Because you do get to dictate matchups. You do get a more fortuitous situation coming onto the ice in terms of how far you've got to skate to get things done more often in the game. So I think the idea that they play at home for the first two games, for me, really matters because they've got to start fast. And even in these games, if you look at the three times they played Montreal, maybe something I like is if they can get off to a quick start, I think they're a better finishing team than Montreal is. Game one was on Halloween. In that game, the Habs allowed three unanswered third-period goals. It was 3-3 going into the final 20. The Caps poured it on, scored the final three goals of the game. On December 17th this season, the Capitals erased a two-goal deficit. They ended up winning a game 4-2. Again, they scored three unanswered to end the game. And then on January 10th, the only time that Montreal beat them, they got an overtime game winner. But the Caps were the best third-period team in hockey statistically all year. So if you can start fast and being at home, being able to throw the kitchen sink with all your energy, with everybody behind you to get this series underway tonight should allow you to do that. I think as the game goes on, what this team's done all season long is find their game more and more deeper into the contest. And if they could score the first goal, if they're up 2-1 through 30 minutes or something, I feel even more confident because their best period by far is the third period.
Yeah, and that goes to the last thing that I like here is it's a veteran group. They have whatever it is, they've done it. You've got guys that are still hungry that haven't been to the mountaintop but have been to the postseason before against this group of neophytes. Again, you touched on this. Montreal's been picking in the top five for the last handful of years. They're the team on the rise. Now's a good time to buy stock in them for long term. Doesn't mean they got to beat you this year. So whatever happens, good bounce, bad bounce, everything in between, the character of this group, this Capitals team, I've been wildly impressed with, right? They are unflappable. If they have a bad shift, a bad period, a bad week, none of that seems to matter. They always seem to rebound and do what's necessary. This is now time to ramp up that intensity, and there's going to be adversity. A, it's the NHL playoffs. It's what happens. B, you touched on, I wouldn't pick a different group to be able to handle what Montreal is going to throw at them in Montreal than I would with this team and the way that they're built and how steady Eddie they are.
Our Caps playoff coverage throughout the show today and throughout this hopefully long run in the Stanley Cup playoffs brought to you by Ace Trim Carpentry. For over 25 years, Ace Trim has been a trusted trade partner for new home builders in the DMV. They specialize in full-service interior trim carpentry, handle everything from supply to installation, turnkey, and hassle-free. Contact acetrim.com today. That's Ace Trim, the home builder's trade partner. All right, as promised, 20 minutes after the hour, all day long on Grant and Danny, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to the second game of this series Wednesday night at Capital One Arena. So right now, caller number 9 at 800-636-1067. You're winning a pair of tickets to Game 2 for the 2025 playoffs, Washington Capitals hockey. This is Wednesday the 23rd, 2 days from now, over at the arena, just a few blocks away from where we're sitting. Tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com. Congrats to whoever's going to win those tickets right now. You're about to enjoy the best atmosphere in D.C. sports.
Will you just please come win these tickets? Please win these tickets. Please go. Please be loud. Please lose your mind. This is going to be awesome. there's been a bit of a drought. There's a hunger. There's a desire to break through.
There's some pressure, too.
Yeah, and there is on the team. This is a good group to be able to handle that pressure. But I think fans, you know, there's a grace period after you win the championship. And they did win it, by the way, 2018. Took a lot of the poison away. Removed a lot of that built-up steam that was left over in the pipe. Now it's kind of a different group. Not even kind of. It's a different group almost entirely. It's now time to get going again. I think fans are ready for that.
If you're going to the game tonight, if you've already got your tickets, come on by the City Tap House in Penn Quarter. That's where we are broadcasting live. I'm going to be walking over with a bunch of fans as soon as we're done to get into the arena tonight. City Tap House, Penn Quarter. We will be giving away two tickets on site for tonight's game, raffle style. So you got to come fill out a raffle ticket if you want those and be here when we pull the name at 5 o'clock. You are listening to The Fan next. Let's talk Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. He did a feature-length interview with John Gruden and was way more open in answering questions about the upcoming season than he has been throughout this offseason. That's next on G&D.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Back live at City Tap House in the Penn Quarter in the shadow of Capital One Arena, where the Caps and the Canadians play game one tonight right here on The Fan. You can hear the game at 7 o'clock. John Walton will be on the call. We are giving away tickets 20 minutes after the hour all show long to game two on Wednesday, and we've got our first winner from our 220 giveaway on hold now. Let's bring Alberto on from Hagerstown. Congratulations, buddy. You're going to game two of the Caps and the Canadians.
Yay. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. This is my going tonight, and be going to game two. Sounds fun, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Doubling up.
Nice, dude.
That.
You getting a hotel room in between? What are you doing?
Yeah, well, I won with you guys on Friday when you guys were doing it.
Well, appreciate you,
well, that's
you,
unbelievable.
Buddy. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the phone call. And tell you what, man, you got to be listening. You got to have your opportunity to win, and you're going to the Caps playoffs on Grant and Danny.
That is very, very cool. So, yeah, this is there's a lot. They've basically been this. They've basically been the one seed for, what, how many months, right? Since December, it was kind of clear they were going to run away with this thing, and no one was going to be able to catch them. And there's been some anticipation for it. People are pumped up and excited, man. It's going to be awesome.
All right, I want to get into Jaden Daniels and his interview with John Gruden, because there was a lot that came out of that interview that made the rounds this weekend that caught my attention. So let's go through some of the things that he had to say, starting with this first cut here for him with advice for rookie quarterbacks. Of course, this rookie class is not nearly as good as last year's, but now he's a wily veteran.
That's right. Sage veteran. Yeah.
Played in an NFC championship game. This is what Daniels had to say for Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward, and the rest of this rookie class.
Man, I think probably the main thing I say is, like, you got to earn everything. Like, no matter where you got drafted at, you still got to go in there. As soon as you get drafted, as soon as you go in that locker room, you got to earn the respect of your teammates, especially the vets. You know, they've been doing it at a high level for some time. So, you know, they're going to look to you like, okay, what is this kid made about? So you just go in and keep your work ethic, you know, and go in there and respect your vets.
Yeah. I mean, remember, he had to go through that last year, right? Where we're just kind of going, can you just please, talking about the Dan Quinn and company, not a criticism, just what happened. Can we just all say what we know, that he's the starter? Can we just cover it? Can we just name him at any point in time instead of going through this exercise where he's got to earn this or that? And, you know, he's A, earned it by his play. B, you know, everyone kind of knew. But that was sort of the MO. That was the vibe. And I think that's the thing, right? No matter what you're doing in this league, no matter what kind of hype you come in with, you still have to earn the trust of your teammates. And that's not Instagram posts. That's not one time at the podium. That's you showed up early one time. Did you do it every single day? Did you grind every single day? That's what people respect.
That answer is one of 10 like it, where he said exactly what you would have written for him to say if you're a PR director.
Mm-hmm.
And he is so good at that. I don't mean this as a slight against him, but I mean it is as if it's actually a wonderful thing. I always talk about the quarterback being the CEO of the Fortune 500 company, but it's as if, like, he is a presidential candidate who's ready for a debate. You know, the way he just delivers.
Yeah, they might try to spring you with this. Are you going to be prepared? The answer is yes.
He never, ever says anything that isn't exactly what you would have wanted. But, yeah, to go out there and say, you got to earn your keep. You got to earn everything. And remember, Washington waited longer than most of us wanted them to officially name him the starter. I don't think that had anything to do with his play last year. But he is kind of keeping the rhetoric correct and saying having to earn the job was beneficial. Here he was on talking about handling success. He gave a lot of credit, I thought, to GM Adam Peters, but also head coach Dan Quinn, for them keeping him grounded and being able to answer any questions he has. And he went into giving some love to DQ, who clearly he has a very good relationship with.
None of this is going to happen without the play on the field. So, you know, you got to keep the main thing the main thing. But I got a greater team around me. You know, my team personally, and then, you know, Washington, you know, got a great PR team. And then obviously Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, they do a great job of, you know, if I need something or I need help or advice on something like that, I could go talk to him at any time. Man, I love him. Players, coach, he take care of us. He wants the best for us, and he's always looking for ways to tell me how to improve. Like this Austin, I had a conversation with him, and he's like, man, I got something for you that I want to see you take this next step, and I think it's going to be better for you and the whole team too. So, you know, it's that coach where it's like, man, he feels like he has to learn too. He's going to challenge me. I'm going to challenge him.
And again, that symbiotic relationship, right? You need your best player. Or it helps when your best player is also your hardest worker. It helps when your best player isn't doing a thing. Think of the contrast, Aaron Rodgers. well, you didn't kiss the ring enough, New York Jets, and I'm upset about that. Versus, hey, I'm going to challenge you to be even better than your record-setting rookie year. You know, taking a franchise that hasn't done diddly or squat for 30-plus years, go to the first NFC title game since 1991, first time you've won 11-plus games since 1991. You've taken this, you know, by the bootstraps all the way up to being one of the classes in the NFL. You did all that in year one. So you'd be forgiven for resting on your laurels a little bit. That's human nature, to be somewhat complacent at times. But you need that relationship to be able to say, I'm going to challenge you to do even better. I'll challenge you to do more without it becoming adversarial and confrontational. It's collaborative. That's what Dan Quinn has built, man, to his credit.
My takeaway from that is, first, Peters and Quinn deserve so much credit for his development and for this thing working as well as it has.
Yes.
That's obvious, but I think, you know, Daniels really trusts both of those guys. And I do believe what he's saying, which is that he goes to them when he needs something. And I think that's everything from, hey, man, I want to wear these, simulation goggles. And I want to get this technology, and if I don't have it, I'm not going to feel as confident. And they go, we'll make it happen. Or if it's, hey, I'm going to get here every day at 5. I need two people with me to go over the tape and click through everything I want. And they go, you got it. Whatever resources he's needed, they've provided. The other part of this is Quinn has been as advertised as a guy.
Yep.
And as a beloved coach. Now, Ron Rivera was the same way, if you remember. After they made the playoffs in his first season, you couldn't find anyone to say anything other than what an amazing players coach he was and how much they all loved him. And that changed as the success changed. And so we'll see if they're not going to NFC Championship games and if they have a losing season, what that looks like. But, you know, I used to compare Dan Quinn and Ron Rivera all the time because they were very similar hires. But it's pretty obvious now a year in just the how real Quinn is, the authenticity of him. Players see through the opposite. And I think that is one of the reasons why Quinn is so beloved early on through 1 year here in D.C. Let's go to him talking about the Commanders' offense. I thought this was awesome. John Gruden asked him, what do we call this? Like, what is this? I saw some concepts that I had not seen before. And Jaden Daniels, who at times last year took heat from, remember, Cam Taylor-Britt and other players calling it a college offense.
Yeah, I remember
saying
that.
Silly things as he's putting up big numbers against him. This is how he described this very unique offense that he helped collaborate on with Cliff Kingsbury.
I think it's unique. I think for us, we got pro style concepts. You know, we don't huddle half the time. Our majority of the time, I would say not even half the time. Sometimes we might huddle. It's like a little muddle huddle where it's like, you know, I'm speaking to everybody, might give a little hand signal here and there, but it's unique and it fits us. You know, we want to be up fast, up tempo, because we don't really want to give the defense a chance to get set. And, you know, in this league, first, second down, but third down, man, they call all the exotic blitzes. You know, you got to go up there. You got to figure out where they're blitzing from. So, you know, we try to eliminate as much as possible. And if we do got to get in that situation, you know, we always prepare for that too.
I think he's right in that assessment in terms of the uniqueness of it, right? Because it's not the run and shoot. It's not the spread. It's not this traditional thing or that. They borrow from a lot of concepts to accentuate the strengths of what they had. And quite frankly, last year, their strength was Jaden Daniels, one. And I'd say McLaurin, too. Other than that, is there anybody that you would go player for player, hey, that's a first-division star, right? I'm talking about their weapons and the way their offense was built. It was, this is what we have. This is what we can get out of that. So let's accentuate. Let's maximize those things. I thought it was really smartly done by Kingsbury and company. There were probably a couple of games that you would say, you know, hey, the plan wasn't or didn't turn out to be as great. And that happens. It's the league, right? So think of the game we were at in New Orleans, for example. They were sure they'd be able to pound the football against New Orleans based on New Orleans' poor run defense, based on their matchups, and they kept at it. And, you know, people that are always yelling about sticking to the run, they stuck to it. And they ran for, you know, a third of a foot per carry, basically.
B-Rob, I think, had like 20 for 60 in that game.
And 20 of those yards came on a backwards pass that they gave him credit as rushing yards for. So, again, this isn't a criticism, just sort of pointing it out, that for the most part, you'd go, darn it, man, the play was pretty damn good here. They seemed to know what they were doing in terms of doing what they did best.
They're not the first team to use no huddle to the extent that they did,
mm-hmm.
but I think their success with it is going to change the way teams see offense, especially with young quarterbacks. Now, maybe the Titans take a page out of their book with Cam Ward this year at 1-1, perhaps. But when you've got a young QB, it used to be the transition's difficult. In college, You know, never in under center situations. You know, you're never in the huddle. And the thought has always been you got to learn the huddle. You got to get under center. And now the point is, do you?
Yeah. Are you sure?
Sunday's just becoming Saturday in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And it's this pejorative, right? I remember Commanders fans getting so upset and bristling and yelling back when the Bengals were saying this is a college offense. And my point then was, who cares? First of all, it's not. But let's let them say, it's not like you're not allowed to use Saturday concepts.
And it ain't cheating. You know,
you know who's done it longer than anyone? Kyle Shanahan, who everybody says is a genius, or Sean McVay or anybody else. Okay, call it whatever you want. Call it a high school offense. Call it a middle school offense.
Sure.
It's a middle school offense that just hung 40. That's the whole point.
Uh-huh.
And I think that the no huddle was a big, big deal. We knew tempo was going to be critical, and tempo ended up being massive for them. But I thought that was a pretty revealing answer for him, how much he enjoyed no huddle as the season went along. More from Jaden Daniels as we go today. And what was a more open version of him, had a lot of fun with John Gruden, who's great at pulling answers out of people. Just he is a entertaining guy, but he's also disarming. Like, he's putting on funny hats,
right,
and he's asking him about shoes and music, and Daniel seemed to have some fun with it. Next on Grant and Danny, we've been waiting for years for a development in DC sports media that came today. Years and years in the making. This is massive. We'll get to it next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
From City Tap House in D.C., just a few blocks from Capital One Arena, we're Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan. We're giving away tickets to Game 2, Caps-Canadians, Wednesday night, all week long. We're giving them away in 20 minutes at 3:20. You've got another opportunity to win those tickets. Also, on site here at City Tap House today, Danny, we're giving away a pair for tonight's game. You got to be here when we draw at 5. But it's raffle style, so come on out, hang with us, get something to eat and drink before the game tonight, rock your red. It's going to be a little party, and you'll be able to fill out a chance to win tickets for tonight's game.
Yeah, pretty simple, right? You write your name and email address down. You can win some tickets for this evening. Got to come see us, got to be on premises, as you said, to win. So that's the game for tonight, and we're giving away tickets at 20 after the hour, all show long for Wednesday night. The summary, the takeaway, if you're listening in your car for these brief moments, we're desperate to send you to Washington Capitals playoff hockey games. Please let us.
All right, let's get to our Grant and Danny poll of the day, presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Local, long-distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. We're asking you on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter right now, big week in D.C. sports. What are you most looking forward to? You got the Caps and the Canadians, first-round Stanley Cup playoff action. Seems like a heavy favorite to me. Mm-hmm. The NFL draft, though, is Thursday and Friday. Obviously a monster event. You got the Beltway Series between the Nats and the Orioles, and Juan Soto's making his return to Nats Park as a New York Met. Going to be pretty raucous, I think, when he comes back to D.C. for the first time as a Met. Right now, 67% of you are saying, and it makes sense,
sure,
playoff action, Capitals, Canadians. Tonight is game one, 7 o'clock puck drop. You can hear the game on The Fan. Wanted to talk about something that happened today, though, and I didn't see this coming kind of out of nowhere, but I got the email in my inbox. Let me see when it populated. Right around 1 o'clock this afternoon, and I did a audible gasp with a fist pump that someone would have noticed if they were sitting near me at the bar and been like, what is going on in this guy's
what that guy's deal?
Life. The Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, that's Masson.
That's Masson.
Is offering direct-to-consumer streaming option for the first time ever now, as they finally, in their final year of this deal with the Nationals, have to actually improve their product because the Nationals are a free agent and can leave.
Ah.
They can go to Monumental. They can be taken over by Major League Baseball. They can go shop around. Beginning April 21st, that's today, Masson is going to be offering DTC, direct-to-consumer streaming options. It's Masson Plus. Fans can subscribe for $20 a month or $90 for the rest of this baseball season. You're going to get 24/7 Masson and Masson 2 content, including every available Orioles and Nationals game. So you get all the games. You get Orioles and Nats Classics, O's and Nats Extra, and all other Masson programming. Now, they're still not doing enough shoulder stuff and shows during the day about the teams that they need to do to be a, you know, one of those real baseball networks.
Mm-hmm.
And ideally, they'll shell out some money if they have to moving forward to keep the team, and they'll do that. But this is significant.
Massive.
Because they're one of the few teams in baseball, Danny, where you could not get an app. You couldn't really cut the cord because you needed Masson via DirecTV or via whatever cable provider you might have, and it wasn't many of them, but that still had Masson. So many people like me have had to get DirecTV every single baseball season and then freeze it or cut it off until the start of the next baseball season. Finally now, at $20 a month or at $90, you can stream the games via Roku or Fire TV, Amazon,
whatever
Apple
you
TV.
Got. Yep.
This is like the Nats joining the 2015s, 2020s. I mean, this is pretty amazing.
It is an enormous deal. So you go back to the beginning when they weren't on anybody's TV. Like, no cable packages had it. And then you had play-by-play announcers going, can anyone hear this? If so, you know, send me a message or something like that. I mean, it trying to build a fan base. And it's not just for cord cutters that don't like their cable companies. It's for people like my aunt and uncle-in-law who live outside of Leesburg that have always constantly had so many different problems with, sort of all things cable and you know, if the wind blows, if it rains, if one of the local roosters or chickens does something untoward with the satellite dish or whatever. There are constant issues. People that live remotely, this is the way to do it. This is what has needed to happen for so long. People need to be able to see your product. Please get your product to where the people are. This is where the people are. It's, you know, more than a decade too late, but I ain't complaining. It is a massive step forward. Thank you.
Yeah, it's outrageous how long this took, but I'm not going to complain about it. A beggar cannot be a chooser or something
Indeed.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Here is my question, though. If we didn't find out 6 weeks ago or whatever it was, that the Nationals are a free agent from a TV network standpoint, and that the expectation wasn't that they end up on Monumental Sports with the Caps and the Wizards on Ted Leonsis' network, would this have happened today?
Great question. Now, I mean, you can't make up an app in 6 weeks.
I understand. I'm sure they've been working on it for a long time, but you don't
have
to
offer
it necessarily.
Yeah, a little more
necessarily.
Urgency.
Mm-hmm. You know, I bet you kicked it into overdrive.
Yeah.
And it's been a couple of months, but I'm sure, by the way, like we found out a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think that they found out months before that?
That's fair, yeah.
I think that at the least it impacted this, but this should have been happening for years.
Yep.
It is infuriating that it hasn't, because for so many of us, if you have the MLB.TV Major League Baseball package, you can't get the television games of the local teams locally. They get blocked. And I pay for MLB.TV like I do. I can watch every Mariners and Rangers and every Athletics and Reds game that I want until and if they're playing the Orioles or the Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
When they are, or any O's or Nats game, I don't get. So there was no way for me to stream those teams until right now. And finally it's happening. There's a couple people complaining about the price point. Kick rocks with that. I mean, apps cost money. You're getting a game every night for a few hours. If you want to watch the team, it's available to you. Like anything, you got to decide if you want to pay or not. I'm sure you'd like the Caps tickets tonight to be less, too. It's a product. This is what it costs. Enjoy it or don't. But the option should have always been there. It's just egregious to me that it wasn't. And today, maybe I'm overstating it, but as a diehard who has wanted to cut the cord for years, this is one of the biggest entertainment developments in this town in years.
Yeah, it's hard to understate it, honestly. And again, it may not affect you. You may just say, no, I'm very happy with my cable company. I've never heard anyone say that, by the way. I've never actually heard that sentence come out of anyone's mouth.
Is that a thing?
Maybe you are. Maybe you're thrilled to pay for, you know, close to 1,000 channels, 977 of which you would never watch or don't speak the language that it's in or are that interested in George Mason University, like public television. I don't know what class they're streaming or what sort of hearing they're doing. I'm sure it's awesome. I've never turned on that channel. I don't want to pay for that. I'd like to pay for the things I use. So I've been desperate to get to this model. I've been desperate for this. The reason I pay for cable is so I could watch Nationals games, and now I can do it my own way. So, you know, you could say, hey, it's $90 for the season is a little too rich for my blood. Totally get that. To me, it's, I don't know, what, $1,000 cheaper than paying my cable company every month for, you know, again, 970 channels that I don't know what they're doing or why.
City Tap House in Penn Quarter, the site today of Grant and Danny. We are taking you all the way up to pregame of Caps hockey at 6:45, and then we'll waddle on over to the arena with so many of our listeners. We'll be rocking their red as we party this evening. We are also on site going to be raffling off tickets to Game 1 tonight. You got to fill out your name, and you have a chance if you're here at 5 p.m., to get tickets to tonight's game, so you can come on by to win those. But your next chance as a listener to win tickets for Game 2 on Wednesday is at 3:20, 25 minutes from right now on Grant and Danny. Tariq El-Bashir of Monumental Sports helps us set the table for tonight's matchup with Montreal to kick off the Stanley Cup playoffs next on The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.